Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. So we begin today, just appreciate your prayers as I spend a day or two with International Disaster Emergency Service, IDES, helping do tornado and storm cleanup in northwest Indiana. And so groups have been there all week. These are storms that went through a week ago. And a lot to do yet. And so they contacted me to see if I was available for a day or two. And so we're going to be doing that. And it's been a little while since I've been on a disaster relief site, but looking forward to getting back and serving in that manner for a short time. But I'll be here Sunday, and Sunday we're continuing our Summer with the Sun sermon series here at Deer Run and talking about being righteous. And is that even possible? But before we get there, we've been talking and praying this week about being salt and light. And so far this week, we focused in on being blessed, a continuation of last week's focus as we worked our way through the Beatitudes. Because being blessed is what God uses to make us salt and light. He blesses us in circumstances that we like. He blesses us in circumstances that we don't like. His blessings are His promises. They're eternal blessings. They're not the temporary stuff that comes and goes and is easily destroyed. And because of those blessings, we shine like stars in the universe. Because those blessings represent presence of God's Spirit within us. So today we reach the part of being salt. To recognize that while Jesus was a supreme example of salt and light as He lived here on earth, in fact, He would declare, "I am the light of the world." And I get that. It's a little harder to picture Him declaring that you are the light of the world. That me, I am the light of the world. The salt of the earth. But that's precisely what He does immediately following His teaching that tells the crowds how blessed they are. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be salt and to be light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men." Talking with individuals this week, and we lose a little bit of the importance of being the salt of the world in our American culture. We use salt to, sometimes at least, to season our food. Here in northern Indiana, we use salt to melt ice in the winter, to keep our sidewalks and steps and roadways a little bit safer. But throughout history, salt has been used for those types of things, but also for preserving. I think you can still go to Cracker Barrel or various places and get a salt-cured ham. And that was one of the ways that people would use to preserve meat, so it wouldn't spoil, so that it would last, that they could eat it later, safely. It was also used for purification. We have a saying about rubbing salt in a wound, and it's not a good saying because it's painful. And yet, they used to do that. Some places still do. Not to be mean, but the salt is not the most effective means, but if that's what you have available, it will cleanse the wound. It will draw out infection. It'll hurt. But the people in the days of Jesus understood the importance of salt to a community. In fact, in some communities, salt was one of their methods or means of currency. It was so important. It was so valuable. And as the crowd gathers before Jesus and he sits down and gives this single sermon that here at Deer Run we're spending all summer looking at, because there's so much in it, he declares that they're blessed in order to be the salt of the world, but if they're no longer useful, if they're no longer salty, if they're no longer accomplishing a good purpose, then we just get trampled on. I think many times Christians find themselves feeling like they're trampled on because they've lost their saltiness. They've hid, we'll talk about that tomorrow, they've hid their light. And they're no longer adding flavor, good flavor, to their community, to their workplace, to their home, to their church gathering. They're simply existing. They're no longer preserving by sharing the good news of Jesus, by lifting up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father. They're no longer offering cleansing through the blood of Jesus, by proclaiming it, by living it. There are times, and heard people comment to another, you smell good. What do you have on? Think of there's some cologne or perfume or something that they really like. They want to know how they can smell that good. And as Christians, people ought to be able to observe our life and listen to our talk, and not just the words, but the content. And in essence, say, you smell good. You clean up nice. How can I do that? We're salt of the earth. But salt does very little good sealed up in a jar. And what I've discovered with the sidewalk salt, at least, that I try to keep from year to year, is if I leave it exposed but I don't use it, it draws moisture and it becomes liquid. It's no longer useful. To keep it useful, you have to keep using it. And God's desire for me and for you is that we would be the salt of the earth, useful to the kingdom, useful to our neighbors, useful to our family, useful to our coworkers, useful to our fellow students, because we're blessed to be a blessing to them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to be cleansed, in order to become the salt of the earth. And not because we're so good at it, and not because we're even all that special, but because we belong to you. Because you've blessed us in order to be a blessing. You've revealed to us the blessings of your promises, the eternal promises that cannot be taken away from us. And those help us to add value and importance and flavor and preservation and even cleansing to the lives of those around us as we share Jesus. So God, today, help us with our words, with our life, with our actions, even with our silence, of knowing what it looks like to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. That in doing so, we would lift up Jesus, and he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.